I can call this meeting of Tama County Commission this Thursday, October 16th, 2014, to order. Good morning, everyone. And let's begin with the building and grounds update.
I come here, one of the things this morning is that I'd like to get a new piece of equipment. And I have a sheet here. For you to look at. We are needing a new riding lawnmower with snow blade attachment, the tire chains and the weights, and we actually found that we could go off the Iowa contract and get it for a lot cheaper, and the price would be $6,684.55. I had nothing in my equipment purchase. For last year, and I'm wanting to get this, so we'll have it for this winter.
You could have one now.
We do have one, but it's shot. We've had it for 6 years. We actually got it from Lowe's, and you know, it's one of those John Deere's, but not
the
MTV. Of that lawnmower, we got it in 2008.
So you have been through the process, you have looked at the national purchasing opportunities that we have, you settled on this piece of equipment. The question is whether or not we provide any additional funds for the purchase, and obviously the winter coming up is preventative.
I'll
we can wait till the new budget in January, but we can snow next week.
I don't have any problem with it myself. I think it's
Brendan.
Just leave it behind safety issue.
I guess I'd like to see you look at other brands.
Okay.
Only because we have a local business that sells, I'm sure, similar equipment. And there's other S&H, and you got B&L down here. We got S&H all over the place. And I know it's not John Deere, but there's other stuff out there.
The only thing that I'll have to do if we don't do John Deere is I'll have to have it bid out.
I understand.
Yeah.
So it's like Husqvarna or Cupcake. Or do they not have Missouri buy-in? I mean, same. Do you know?
I'm not sure because I just went with John Deere because of it being on the contract
and not that I know of. I will check into that. But to get back to the question, I guess, at hand now is, I don't care to take it out of this year's budget to provide the services that we need for safety around the courthouse. That's where I'm at.
And I agree with you, but can we reschedule this till what is Monday enough time for her to do the research that you
have asked
for?
Yeah, I don't have a problem doing it.
Okay.
And just for the record, B&L is a competitor of my private business, so it's not like I'm trying to.
Right.
I'd much rather see somebody local do it.
Okay.
If you have. Rather reschedule this for Monday's agenda.
Okay.
Then we will take it back up at that time.
Okay.
My suggestion is chat with Ron, take a look at a couple of different companies as
suggested,
and bring us back some thoughts on that.
Okay. My second thing is that I'm losing one of my employees. Earl is leaving. And we had talked about this before. I don't know if I had talked about hiring somebody that could be a supervisor, and I think everybody was okay with it, but we did not go over what we would hire this person them out, we would hire them in hourly. And usually the janitorial and labor start out at $10. And Linda Sorensen and I had talked about this. And she seems to think that if we would hire a supervisor, that they would need to at least come in at $12.50, because the janitorial people are now making $10.20. And you can't, like, pull somebody in as a supervisor and put them as low as, you know. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Was this